Hi there. Welcome to the neighborhood. Yeah, I know. I'm a little late. I just didn't want to bother you two while you were still busy unpacking and everything. Give you a chance to get settled, you know? I know how exhausting moving in can be. The last thing you need is someone interrupting you while you're halfway through carrying a dresser up the stairs. Nice to meet you. I'm Abigail, but you may call me Abby. I live right next door, and I figured today was as good a day to finally swing by and introduce myself. And I'm not here at a bad time, am I? Oh, your girlfriend isn't home right now. No, it's not a problem. I'm sure I'll catch her over the weekend or something, so I can meet her as well. It's not like it's a long way over. Do you mind if I come in? I brought these muffins as a little housewarming gift. Well, I bought them. It seemed better than to show up empty-handed. I'm sure you've all been gifted enough tableware already, and showing up with a potted cactus seems like a cliché. Thank you. I'll try not to stay too long. Well, I say that, but I do tend to be a little nosy whenever new neighbors move in. You can tell a lot about people from the way they furnish their home. You're all done unpacking, I see. That's good. The last couple that moved in here didn't even bother unpacking everything for the first 3 months. You're already making a better first impression. Oh, I've lived over next door for a while, so I've seen lots of people come and go. The previous owners only lived there for about a year or so. Oh no, the house isn't haunted or anything. They would turn this place into a tourist attraction if it was, and I would hate to live next to that. They just moved out. Like I said, you make a good first impression. I'm not here to judge every corner of your home or anything. I'm just curious to see what my new neighbors are like. Oh, wow. You even painted the walls and everything. That must have been quite the paint job. They really needed it, yeah. I'm just surprised you already renovated it all so fast. No small feat. I told you, I've been here before. Actually, I used to come by here all the time. I was very close with one of the previous owners. Well, I'm sure you and I are going to be just as close. I've always been friendly with the neighbors. Now hurry, I want to see what you've done with the living room. Oh, it's lovely. You've really made this place your own. I can't believe how different it looks. New carpet, new lights. I especially like the couch. Do you mind if I sit down? Bouncy. I like that. Did you pick it out yourself? Oh, so your girlfriend did. Well, she sure knows how to pick 'em. I'm almost jealous. Where is she anyway? Oh, does she work a lot? I see. Again, it's fine. I'm sure I'll get a chance to meet her sooner or later. Oh, right, I'm still holding these. Yeah, I can't say I know how to bake myself, but these are from the bakery nearby. They're really good. Tell you what. You make us some tea, we'll each have a muffin, and I can tell you all about the neighborhood. Sound good? Wonderful. This is the best I've had in a while. I'm impressed. You don't mind having me over, do you? I'd hate to be a bother. Oh, good. Nothing like a friendly neighbor that you can have tea with. All right, so what would you like to know? Trust me, I know all about this neighborhood. Oh, me? Well, I guess it is the smart thing to ask when I'm the one living right next door to you. You want to know if you got stuck with that one neighbor, huh? Well, I can assure you I won't be a bother to you in the slightest. You'll enjoy having me next door. Trust me. Now, come on, you said you wanted to know more about me, right? Ask away. Nope, no husband. I live alone, always have, always will. The whole settling down, being a wife, it always seemed rather boring to me. I'd hate to wake up to the same person day after day, every morning. I wouldn't say I'm lonely because of it, quite the opposite, actually. Oh, come now. You don't tell me that you don't see what I mean. No ring to tie you down, free to do as you please, with whomever you please. Doesn't that just sound a little appealing to you? Well, to each their own. Maybe you'll change your mind one day. All right, next question. You want to know what happened to the previous owners, the ones who lived here before, you mean? Oh, don't tell me you actually think this place is haunted. No, of course you don't. But just to put your worries at ease, I can tell you. They were a young couple just like you, moved in a little more than a year ago. They had just gotten married when they moved in here, actually. Then, of course, their honeymoon phase didn't last forever. After a while, they became more preoccupied with other things, rather than each other. Oh, who knows what actually happened? I guess it just didn't work out. Maybe one of them decided he just wanted a little more out of life. Well, in the end, they split up and had to move away. They couldn't afford to keep living here after the divorce, and the house went up for sale. Oh, don't think too much about it. Couples break up all the time. When you outgrow each other, or you just find out your partner isn't what you need. It can happen to anyone. Well, enough about them. I want to know more about you. So far, the only things I know about you is that you have a nice home, your girlfriend works a lot, and you make good tea. So tell me about yourself. Oh, I see, you work from home. It's nice, isn't it? Getting to make your own hours and all. I understand it does get a little quiet at times. I work from home as well, so I know the feeling. You should come over sometime if you ever need company. I never mind having someone over, not when there are handsome men like you. Did that get you flustered? Why? You're a good-looking man. I don't see a reason to be shy about that. Just look at me. I'm proud of how I look. I have nice, shapely legs, big, soft breasts, curves in all the right places. I flaunt my good looks, why wouldn't I? I know that guys like to stare. I'd like to let them stare. It makes me feel good about myself. When I see that look in their eyes, when I know they've been staring at me since I stepped through the door, it's good to know I can make any man want me. Oh, it's easy to tell. As soon as I look at them, they always start turning their heads in random directions, trying to make it seem like they were just looking around. But it's written all over their face. Just from a glance, I can tell they've been staring at me, savoring the image of me in their head until the next time they're alone. It's nothing to be ashamed about, you know, stealing a glance. It's natural to feel tempted. I don't mind. Sorry, I didn't mean to get so off topic, but at least we're going to get to know each other, right? I always feel like I have to have a close bond with neighbors. Can I see the upstairs? Since I'm here, we may as well finish the quick house tour, right? Great. All right then, lead the way. Oh, you've really renovated everything, huh? Looks good. I still know my way around from before. That's the bathroom, and that's the bedroom. Would you like to take me in there? Well, if there's any two rooms you can tell about what kind of neighbor you have, it's their living room and their bedroom. Don't be shy. I promise I won't judge you if it's a mess. My bedroom has clothes scattered on the floor all the time. Well, I don't see why you hesitated. This place looks brand new. Okay, it is brand new, but you know what I mean. Want to know something? My bedroom is right behind that wall. Yeah, these walls are paper thin. Not exactly soundproof either. I'll try and keep it down, of course. I've gotten a few noise complaints before, so I know. No, not from loud music. Oh, come on. There's no need to pretend you don't know what I mean. I've got noise complaints from when I have sex. I usually keep it down. Sometimes things just get a little intense. You know, the headboard of my bed banging against the wall, moaning louder and louder. Things like that. Well, it's usually the men that get louder than I do. They get a little carried away when they're with me. Sometimes they can't help but scream out like it's the best sex they've ever had. Well, it's not just my good looks that drive men wild, you know. There's nothing like the look on a man's face when they're moaning in pure bliss. Like they don't know what's coming over them. I just love to make a guy cum his brains out like never before. When they want me so bad, they just can't take it and they just break. But I'm sure you won't be too bothered by it. Are you all right? You seem a little tense. I should probably head home soon anyway. I've taken up enough of your time already. You should probably have some alone time. Oh no, don't worry about it. I'm sure you have other things to take care of. Thank you for the little tour and the tea, of course. Feel free to stop by any time you'd like. I'd love to have you. See you around, neighbor. Oh, come on. There's no need to pretend like you don't know what I mean. You seem a little tense.